California is officially the first state in the nation to have what State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco calls, quote, groundbreaking ICE accountability legislation, end quote. The state Senate passed SB 747, the No Kings Act, on Tuesday afternoon. The measure allows individuals to sue federal agents who violate their constitutional rights. While a previous bill, the Tom Bain Civil Rights Act, allowed for local and state authorities to be sued, it had distinct standards for federal officers, who were often let off the hook. Now, in the words of Senator Wiener, quote, no officer is above the law, end quote. Prior to Tuesday's vote, Democratic senators held a news conference on the importance of the legislation. Senator Wiener, the bill's author, first announced the measure in November of 2025.
Right now, you can't sue federal agents effectively. It is almost impossible to do so. And SB 747 will change that by making clear that we're going to treat all law enforcement the same on an equal and level field, whether you're local, state, or federal. It doesn't matter. If you violate the Constitution, you need to be accountable.
Under the No Kings Act, individuals can seek monetary compensation for violations of constitutional rights, like free speech, due process, and protection from unreasonable search and seizure. The bill did not pass without criticism. Republican Senator Suzette Martinez Valladares of Santa Clara spoke out against SB 747 prior to Tuesday's vote.
Colleagues, I rise in strong opposition to this bill. We can all agree that civil rights matter, accountability matters. No one in this chamber has disputed that. But accountability only works when it's fair, when it's predictable, and when it's grounded in the rule of law, not when it expands liability in ways that create uncertainty and deepen division.
Other Republican senators, such as Senator Tony Strickland of Huntington Beach, added, quote, I think this is a little more about politics and less about policy, end quote. Nonetheless, SB 747 passed by a vote of 30 to 10, with no Democrats opposing. The vote follows the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE officer in Minneapolis, as well as the recent blindings of two protesters by federal officers in Orange County, California. Since the act was first announced, other states such as New York have begun to replicate the legislation. For now, California is the first and only legislative body in the country to legally hold federal officers accountable. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.